sing a song?
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Okay. Happy holidays from the staff and volunteers here at CITR. To allow us to fully experience our respective turkey comas, play with our new toys, and return the sweaters that we realize don't fit us, we're going to alter the programming for a few days. Beginning at high noon on December 24th, we'll be broadcasting a 72-hour mix of Christmas and holiday music and spoken word programming unlike anything you've ever heard. Like Santa's elves, we've worked tirelessly and without overtime pay to assemble this seasonal miracle. Let us fill you with holiday cheer. 72 hours of holiday cheer, beginning at 12 noon on December 24th. Happy holidays from the whole gang at CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's sing it again.
Yeah, let's sing it again.
What do you mean overdo it?
We want to sing it again.
Yeah, great. Why can't we sing it again?
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Yes, indeedy. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise. And this is Luke Mead here. First time in the director's chair. Last couple of weeks, we were away. And when I'm away, that means I go record shopping and stuff. So that's what I got given to you guys for the next hour and a half. Last night, I got the funniest call at the office. Dude called me up on Monday. And I hope you're listening, dude. He's like, do you know what's happening on Tuesday night? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure, what? And he's like, the greatest band is coming to Vancouver. And I'm like, okay, you mean Killing Joke? And he's like, oh, okay, oh, so you know. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Killing Joke's coming to town, yeah. Dude, do you have any idea who's in the lineup? And I'm like, well, actually, I kind of didn't know Killing Joke really well when they existed. I mean, like, I was in grade 10, and I bought, like, Brighter Than a Thousand Suns, and that's apparently not one of their greater albums, because I certainly didn't think it was one of their better albums, actually. And, like, I didn't really know about them, because, I mean, I was only, like, 8 years old when they were, like, you know, cutting edge and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, man, well, you gotta go to the show. And I didn't go to the show. But it still makes me want to play this, though. So,
we'll be right back.
Killing Joke there with The Weight off of their debut album, who were in town last night. And apparently it was pretty legendary, as always, as those bands, that's their, you know, will to do. The only reason why I know that song and the only reason why I know about Killing Joke in general, I must confess, is because Metallica covered it on their Garage Days Revisited EP that I own way, way back in 1987, featuring them doing a whole bunch of cool kind of hardcore covers, including like Green Hell by the Misfits and stuff. And but that first stuck Killing Joke in my head. And I thought that was really, really cool. So that kind of segues into what we're going to hear next, Metallica. Now, just relax. Justice for All is probably one of the most interesting Metallica albums because it features the brand new bassist, Cliff Burton. And no, excuse me. I need a comma when I speak. Cliff Burton passed away right before they put out this album. And they just buried poor Jason Newsted, who is the new bassist, in the mix. There's no bass on it at all. But this is Metallica's Justice for All. Every song played at once. All eight tracks being played simultaneously. And if you listen to it, there's no bass on it. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So there you go. We had Metallica's and Justice for All in its entirety condensed down to 5 minutes at once. And the funniest thing, like I said, there's still no bass. Guys, can you just please, please swallow your pride and ask Jason Newsted to, you know, allow them put out a deluxe edition of Injustice for All. I believe the 20th anniversary was like 2 years ago, but I mean, put out a 25th anniversary package and include the bass tracks on it. I'm sorry. It's one of the biggest injustices of the world. Ha ha. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Luke Meat. Yeah, coming up now. We have, I love this guy, Richard Pinhas. He's an experimental guitarist from France. He's done stuff with Merzbow in the past. His new album also sees him working with Merzbow, but also my three favorite jackasses from Detroit, Michigan, by the names of Wolf Eyes. And, man, this is a double disc, and this is real fun. Yeah, here we go. The album's called Metal Crystal. This is Richard Pinhas with Merzbow and Wolf Eyes. You can just imagine what it sounds like, right? Doesn't that just start your afternoon off, right? Wolf Eyes with guitarist Richard Pinhas on the brand new album Metal Crystal. That one's called. And lovely little tune called Hysteria Palladium. And it does go on for another, oh, good Lord, 16 minutes. But I just thought I'd spare you that. Coming up in the next set, some krauty electronica motorik kind of stuff. Brand new album by Stereolab. And I've been kind of neglecting my Stereolab duties in the last couple of years just because they simply put out records that are good, but who gives a shit? And the cool thing about this new one is it sounds like they're actually doing something new. And when I say new in the term of Stereolab, it means that they're ripping off something else. And that's what I've always loved about them. And that's what you're going to hear here. Very, very, very good Kraftwerkian kind of style. We're going to mix in some Conrad Schnitzler after that, and then maybe some Emeralds. So stay tuned.
Take it down. us there and back. We kept our heads, we laid our track, pedestrian weight. The power of still automation, turn the key for mass ignition, pedestrian weight. Airplanes buzz like Asian food, jumbo junks on airfix glue, spaceships built for leisure crews, babies feed in brand new. This race to find another parking space, pedestrian wait. Now you know it takes you nowhere. Now there's nowhere left to go. Every road leads to another juggernaut noise and petrol. Away, pedestrian weight. Don't breathe the air, it's full of lead. Baby's sick, baby's dead, pedestrian weight. Now I've got my head screwed on, and my boots are both laced up. Don't wanna be a precinct puppet. I'm gonna walk just where.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, who introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
Yes, CITR listeners are simply the best. Thank you so much for what you did for our November Fun Drive. And please, you know, come on by and visit us. We've got your prizes for you, your swag, if you will. And yes, we love every single one of you. We really do. Like, thank you very much. If it wasn't for you, there'd be no reason for me to hear this chunk of coal yakking over the airwaves. So thank you so much. Holy cow. That was a bit of a extended mix there. We started off with the brand new Stereolab album, Not Music, it's called. It's kind of cool. It's on vinyl. It's two separate records on colored vinyl. Totally, totally nice. And we heard Silver Sands there. Very, very nice tribute to kind of the old school, kind of the Noi Motorik kind of beat. You know, it's really, really good. We mixed in some Konrad Schnitzler there, of course, one of the founders of Cluster and a German experimentalist himself. That was off of his Con album in 1978, Electric Garden, you heard there. Mixed it in afterwards with Emeralds, probably one of my favorite releases this year. Three young kids from Cleveland, Ohio. Does It Look Like I'm Here is the name of the album, and Genetic is the name of that track. And then we got into some old, old electronic industrial. Severed Heads with Blubber Knife, one of my favorite albums of all time, and also one of my favorite album song titles of all time, Adolf a Carrot. And then some Fag Gadget from 1980, Fireside Favorites. That was Pedestrian. Well, get a load of this. I've got the brand new Reese Chatham album here. Reese Chatham, of course, one of the seminal New York art guitarists. His brand new album, A Crimson Grail, was written in 2005 as a commission for the city of Paris. How do you guys get these things? Like, how does the city kind of go, hey, here, write a song? But either way, Reese Chatham was commissioned by the city of Paris to... Oh, boy, this is amazing. It premiered at the Basilica of the Sacré-Cœur, which was created to work with the specific architecture of Sacré-Cœur, making use of its natural 15-second reverberation time. And the musicians surrounded the audience, creating an antiphonal effect with the sound moving around the space from area to area. Scored for as many as 400 guitarists, an orchestra of approximately 125 musicians performed the premiere to great acclaim. Well, let's just listen to this. My God, Glenn Branca might be turning in his non-existent grave right now. No offense to Glenn, I love him, but this is the new Reese Chatham.
Thank you. another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM, it's 12:43 in the PM, and you just heard the newest Rhys Chatham release. A Crimson Grail is the name of that one. Three tracks. You heard the shortest one. That's the one I could possibly play in a time frame. The other two exceed 30 minutes, but absolute gorgeous guitar saturation. And that's available on None Such Records. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we have The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, our sister station out in Toronto, your only source of conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Mr. Adam J. Real to Real at 6. We have, I don't know what it is this week. I think it is Shameless, which is with Jonathan. And 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy Man City with Caroline. And then, of course, my man, the greatest thing on radio, Hans Kloss, with Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on either on your computer or on your radio dial, either www.citr.ca or 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. We're going to give you kind of a bit of a lengthy track, but it is kind of local, meaning Canadian. And, man, I got this sent to me from a lovely little station out of Calgary, Alberta, known as CJSW. This band is called the Hobophobes, and they describe themselves as a unique collective of priests and doctors who wish to bring about physical and spiritual healing through positive vibes. Their loving message will fill your heart with joy. It will effing explode. I can't argue with that at all. And cripes, they beat out Brian Eno on the experimental charts on CJSW. So Lord knows what's going to happen here in the vaults of CITR. This is the Hobophobes with a little track called The Facts in the Case of M. Valdemar. You're listening to some wonderful acoustics by the Hobophobes from Calgary, Alberta. The Facts and the Case of M. Valdemar, live 2009, off of their self-titled debut. It's only a three-track CD, but I'm glad they gave it to us, and I hope you're glad to listen to it. Fantastic stuff. Stay tuned for the Green Majority. And until next week, this is Luke Meets signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Harvey of the Department of Geography, University of Toronto, and you're listening to The Green Majority.